To Holly Grove Lutheran Church, we are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person, and those of you who are joining us online. We have a few announcements this morning. The first is that next Sunday is Camp Sunday. So two of our confirmands and I just got back from camp, and we want to have a Sunday worship service to show you what we experienced and what we learned. So that will be next Sunday. It will be more of an informal service. And so if you want to wear a camp shirt or some jeans or shorts or whatever you might be comfortable in for the cookout and picnic afterwards, please do so, because I imagine it will be quite warm, so a t-shirt and shorts will be quite fine. We'll be singing some old school Sunday school songs. It's going to be a really, really fun Sunday. So also, following that is going to be the picnic hosted by the Fellowship Committee. You all have little reminders in your mailbox. Hamburgers and hot dogs and all the fixins will be provided, but you are asked to bring your favorite dessert and your lawn chair. So that is for next Sunday. The volunteers for July serving are in the bulletin, and one of the requests that we have, we are going to fill the blessing box in July in memory of Robin Beck. When Robin died, his memorial monies were designated for the blessing box. So we've got all of the food. We just need volunteers to help put that food in the blessing box. So I have this sign-up calendar. I'll have it with me by the doors when you leave today. If you would like to help fill a few days in memory of Robin, we would appreciate it. Again, we've got the food. We just need your help filling it. Tomorrow evening is Lutheran Men in Mission, and I think they're going to do some grilling tomorrow as well. This coming week, I'm going to be taking a few days vacation. I was supposed to be starting vacation yesterday, but unfortunately, Pastor Garrett's husband had surgery, and it's been a difficult recovery. So we actually have a prayer shelf for him, and we're going to be adding him to our prayer list. So I'm going to take vacation tomorrow through Friday, and then a couple of days the following week. So if you have any concerns or any questions, you can call our council president, David Brown, and he can be in touch with me as needed. Let's go ahead and pray for this prayer shawl. It's Pastor John Mark Beam. God, we give you thanks for the prayer shawl ministry here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church, for this tangible way that we can remind others that we are holding them in prayer and that they are loved and cared for by God. We pray for Pastor John Beam as he continues to recover from his spine surgery. We ask that you would help him to heal and become stronger, and that you would be with Pastor Constance as she cares for him, and remind her to also care for herself. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll pass this around so that you can place hands on it and pray as well. We had a wonderful week at camp, and we're excited to tell you about it next week. I see a big smile on Isabel's face. Although we were happy to come home so we could catch up on our rest and sleep, there were tears as we left because it was such a wonderful, wonderful time. We've got a few birthdays this week. Raya Parsons, Janine Hamilton, Rex Everhart, Joyce Shields, Tina Heitman, and Jay Proctor. Celebrating their anniversaries this week are Eddie and Tina Heitman, Paul and Carolina Conrad, and Max and Libby Carrick. And remembering his baptism this week is Ty Heitman. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And one final announcement. The gift card raffle that is being sponsored by the Scholarship Committee and the raffle for the Patriotic Palette, we're going to draw those next Sunday at the picnic. So you still have time to buy raffle tickets this Sunday and next Sunday. The basket or the container is in the very back pew. If there would be someone willing to sell the raffle tickets today, that would be helpful. And then, like I said, we'll draw for those raffles next Sunday at the picnic. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who greets us in this and every season, whose love never fails, whose promise is sure. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of our neighbors, and of our siblings in Christ. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned. We have hurt our community. We have squandered your blessings. We have hoarded your bounty. We have failed to be honest. We have lacked the courage to speak. We have spoken falsely. In the name of Jesus, forgive us and grant us your mercy. The triune God offers us boundless grace when we fail. Receive and live into the gift of God's mercy. You are freed and forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty Creator and ever-living God, you direct our lives by your grace, and your words of justice and mercy shape the world. Mold us into a people who welcome your word and serve one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Sawyer. You gonna come sit over on this side? Okay. Well, in just a minute, when you two go to children's church, we are gonna look at and think about how God provides for us. And one of the ways that God provides for us is by giving us food every day, lunch and breakfast and snacks. And so I wanted just to remind us, and maybe to remind everybody, that it's always appropriate and a good thing to pray before we eat. so that we can give God thanks for our food and thanks for the people that we get to eat with. And this was, I was reminded of all of this past week at camp, because before every meal, we would all get in a big circle and we would sing a prayer to thank God for our food. Now, the prayers were different every day, but we're going to do this morning the Superman prayer. Actually, before we do the Superman prayer, do either of you pray before eating at home? Sometimes, do you sing a song or do you say words? You do words, you just eat? Well, maybe you can remember this song, and you can use this song to help you give thanks for food. So it has motions. Let's come here and stand up so that we have space to do the motions, because I'm going to be using my arms and I don't want to accidentally hit you guys. You all can stay seated, but if you'll help us with singing and doing the motions, we'll all do this together. Okay, so the first part is, we're going to do it once and you repeat after me, and then we'll see if we can do it all together, okay? Thank you, God, for giving us food. 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 The food that we eat, food that we eat. The friends that we meet. Thank you, God, for giving us food. Amen. Do you think you want to try it all together? That's okay. We'll do it all together. You don't have to if you're not comfortable, okay? I'm not going to make you. If you're not comfortable, you don't have to do it. It's meant to be fun, because God gives us also the gift of fun and laughter and play. Because one of the things we also often say at camp as we end our prayers is, in your name, we pray and play. So it's meant to be fun, but if you're not comfortable, you don't have to do it. Okay, let's see if we can do it all together. Thank you, God, for giving us food. Thank you, God, for giving us food. The food that we eat, the friends that we meet. Thank you, God, for giving us food. Amen. All right, do you want to pray with me before you go to Children's Church? Okay, you want to sit back down a minute? Sure. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for fun. Help us to play and to laugh and to have fun as we enjoy your creation. We love you, God. Amen. All right, you may go to Children's Church. I think Jane is leading it this morning.
The fourth Sunday of Pentecost is from the first chapter of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. God then created everything else that exists, plants of every kind, trees of every kind, the stars, the sun and moon, every living creature. And God saw that everything God had created was good. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in their image, in the image of God. God created them, male and female, God created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 8, and we'll read it responsively. O Lord, our sovereign, you have set your glory above the heavens.
Out of the mouths of babes and infants.
You have founded a bulwark because of your foes. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers,
the moon and the stars that you have established.
What are human beings that you are mindful of them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God.
And crowned them with glory and honor.
You have given them dominion over the works of your hands.
You have put all things under their feet.
All sheep and oxen.
And also the beasts of the field.
The birds of the air and the fish of the sea.
Whatever passes along the paths of the seas.
O Lord, our sovereign. The second reading is from the first chapter of Colossians. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross. Word of God, word of life.
Chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Thank goodness worship is our offering to God and not a performance, because we can have grace with one another and be adaptable, and this seems to be a season for me in which I'm called to be quite adaptable. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So as part of our sermon series on the Apostles' Creed, we have been exploring the last few weeks what we believe when we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I hope what we are realizing is that when we say these few words, we're saying so much more than these few words.
And so we're learning more about what we believe and why it's important to have this deeper understanding of what we believe. So we've thought about how God is like a parent to us, caring for us and providing for us, and desiring to be in an intimate relationship with us, just like a parent would have with a child. We've talked about how God is almighty, acknowledging that God rules over all things, and that God is so big and so vast, that God is truly limitless and unmeasurable. Last week, we explored a little bit of what it means that God made heaven and earth, and somebody asked me, is there a difference between saying creator of heaven and earth or maker of heaven and earth? There's really no difference. They're interchangeable. It's sort of whatever you prefer, and I find that whatever one comes off my tongue, that's the one that I use. But we talked a little bit more about God being the creator of heaven and earth, and how we hold that and that truth together with our understanding of science. And we looked at how science and our faith aren't opposed to one another, but that science is a gift from God that helps us understand God more fully and the creation more fully as well. So today we're going to finish up the first article of the Creed in our sermon series, and we're going to look at what our buddy Martin Luther says about this first article of the Creed in the Small Catechism. Many of you had to memorize the Small Catechism when you were in confirmation, and I am just not a good memorizer, so I have to dig out my trusty Small Catechism. So the first article of the Creed, there are three, one for each person of the Trinity. The first article says this: I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. What does this mean? I believe that God has created me and all that exists. God has given me and still preserves my body and soul with all their powers. God provides me with food and clothing, home and family, daily work, and all I need from day to day. God also protects me in time of danger and guards me from every evil. All of this God does out of fatherly and divine goodness and mercy, though I do not deserve it. Therefore, I surely ought to thank and praise, serve and obey God. This is most certainly true. So what does all of this mean? It means that we believe that God has created everything that exists. And even if we don't know exactly when or exactly how God created everything, we believe that God is our creator. So God created the heavens and the earth and all that is within them, including humanity. But in the midst of creating everything and calling it good, God did see that it was not good for a human to be alone. And so God created a helper and a partner. God created companionship. And in doing so, God gives all of humanity the gift of family, both biological and adopted. God gives us the gift of friendship. And in our baptism, through Christ by the Holy Spirit, we are adopted into the family of God. See what love that God has lavished upon us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. And in becoming children of God, God doesn't just adopt us, and we don't just become children of God, but we become sibling to all of our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we become forever a member of the communion of saints. We also believe that God provides for God's children with the nourishment that they need daily. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray that God would give us every day our daily bread, and God does, and God always has. All the way back in Genesis 1, God said to Adam and Eve, "I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food." Think back to the 40 years that the Israelites wandered through the desert. God fed them daily with manna in the morning and quail at night. And God provided for them water in the rock in Exodus 17. God provided nourishment for God's people in the Gospels through Jesus Christ, who shared many, many meals with people throughout his ministry, including his Last Supper. As Jesus sat and ate with many, he shared table fellowship with them, offering them love and grace and dignity. God continues to provide for us daily food. God provides for us table fellowship with one another. And every Sunday when we come to Jesus' table, we receive Christ's body and blood in Holy Communion, and we are strengthened so that we can be sent out to be bread for the world. God provides for us in the things that we have and the things that we need. Throughout his ministry, Jesus witnessed to his disciples of God's providence. He told his followers to have faith that God would meet their needs for food and clothing. He said, "Your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. Indeed, God feeds the birds of the air and clothes the ground. Therefore, you should not worry about these things, for God will meet your needs, and God does meet our needs." God also provides for us by giving us daily work to do, and by giving us the gifts and the passions and the ability to do that work. I'm talking about two kinds of work here. One, the kind of work that we do to earn a wage, to earn a living, but all of the other kind of work we do as well that we don't receive wage for. God does use work to help meet our needs for food and shelter and even companionship. But God also uses our work to help us care for others, and to help us care for all of creation. So God doesn't only provide for humanity through our work, God provides care for creation through us. And going back to the readings from Genesis and from Psalm 8, I want you to notice that in the Genesis creation stories, creation wasn't complete until God made the provision of humankind to care for creation. Before creation was complete, God made the provision that humankind would care for creation in the ways that God does and the ways that God would. You see, whatever our daily work consists of, we are ultimately called to care for, to have dominion over creation and to subdue creation. We all bear the image of God, and because we bear that image, God has given each of us a significant calling and responsibility to have dominion over creation, to subdue it, to care for it. But yet again, this is where language sort of gets us into a little bit of trouble and confusion, because the English word that we translate to have dominion, which means to dominate and control with power, the very same word in Hebrew means to serve and to guard. Words and translations matter, and that translation is much different than dominating or having control over. God wants us to care for creation in such a way that we serve it and that we guard it. This is what God has called us to do, and this is God's intention for humankind and for the whole world, to care for, to serve, to guard, and to protect creation. Brothers and sisters, in love and mercy, God created everything that exists and sustains everything that exists. Martin Luther reminds us that God has given us our bodies, our families, including the family of God. God gives us food and clothing, shelter and work. God meets our needs from day to day. And God uses us to meet the needs of others and to meet the needs of creation by caring for it, serving it, and protecting it. So when we say we believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, we are saying a lot more than just those 11 words. And I hope that by these past few Sundays, thinking more deeply about this first article of the Creed has helped to stretch you, your mind and your heart, in ways that have helped you to understand that God is far bigger than we could ever imagine. I hope this has helped to stretch your heart and mind in ways that help you love God and love others more deeply. We're going to take a little bit of a break from this sermon series next Sunday as we have our Camp Sunday. But following that, in 2 weeks, we're going to pick back up with the second article of the Creed, the second person of the Trinity, so that we can think more deeply about what it means when we say we believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son. May we continue to love God with all of who we are and all that we have, including our hearts and minds. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. You entice your church to speak truth that challenges false notions of peace. Prevail upon us with the good news of Christ's death and resurrection, that we are compelled to share the gospel with all the world. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy.
Under your watch, not even a sparrow goes unnoticed. Safeguard plant and animal habitats threatened by melting glaciers, rising oceans, and receding coastlines. Amplify the voices of those calling for responsible stewardship of the earth's resources. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Our world is enduring violence and destruction. Rescue your people and nations experiencing conflict or crisis. Thwart the efforts of those who sow chaos and terror, and guide those working to bring about peace and reconciliation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You have counted even the hairs of our heads. Reassure anyone experiencing poverty, homelessness, unemployment, or exploitation that every life has value. Look favorably upon all who struggle, especially Bill, Scott, Paul and Carolina, John, Mickey, Kent, Bobby and Jana, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts.
Alina, Kenan,
Kate. Hear us, O God.
Mercy.
Even when we experience rejection, your love invites us to new life. Lift up anyone who feels shunned or excluded on account of their gender, race, sexual orientation, gender identity, national origin, or any other human distinction. Make your people one. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy.
All who have died with Christ also live with him. We give thanks for all the saints whose faithful confession inspired our own discipleship and raise us with them to eternal life. Hear us, O God.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Satisfied as long
As I walk, let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who will all my burdens share? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
God of all creation, all you have made,
and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection, open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
mighty and merciful Lord. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. All people are called to Christ's table. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Thank you.
stand as you are able for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. We give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
The Lord.